Well, it's time for our annual New Year, New You blood drive to help the American Red Cross get 2021 off to a great start. Roll up your sleeve, and it's coming up on Friday the 8th from 11 a.m. to 5 in downtown Concord at the Concord Holiday Inn, which is right at 172 North Main Street. To talk a little bit about that and share the need this morning is Mary Brandt, our good friend from the American Red Cross. She joins us this morning. Mary, Happy New Year to you, and welcome to the broadcast. How are you?
Hey, good to be with you, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Things going well for you?
Going very well. I think like most of the country, I'm glad to say goodbye to 2020, and I am very optimistic about 2021. And this blood drive, I mean, what a great way to start out 2021. New year, new you, and the Red Cross needs the help of everyone listening.
Let me ask you this. 2020 was a tough one because I know even in the beginning of COVID-19 back in March, there were some blood drives that were not well attended. A lot of them were postponed or canceled. So overall, when you look at the region, how did the blood supplies end up? Were we well below, above, average?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question because we saw two things, that we were a little bit below where we normally collect, but the other thing that we were dealing with is the fact that a lot of hospitals were postponing elective surgeries and things like that.
Right.
So the good news is the people of New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, the region that I cover, they are incredibly civic-minded, and when they knew there was a need, they came out to donate, and we were able to meet the immediate needs of the hospitals. And that being said, Mike, you and I have talked so many times about the fact that that need is constant. So, you know, the blood that we collect this Friday on at the New Year, New You blood drive, it has a shelf life. So one statistic, and you know I'm not big on using statistics, but this is one, since we're talking about this particular New Year, New You blood drive, that I want your listeners to hear, is that only about 3% of Americans donate blood. Let's make 2021 a year that we boost that number. The bottom line is there is no other source of blood than a healthy volunteer blood donor, and we have never seen a need for those healthy volunteer blood donors to come out more than we did this year.
Why do you think only 3%? What is it that people don't understand about giving blood? What do you think?
Well, you know, I think, and this is, you're hearing Mary's opinion here, I think that a lot of people don't think about the need for blood until maybe they or a loved one needs that. And I say that because I've heard it from a lot of people that I've had the opportunity to meet in my time being part of the Red Cross. It's not something front and center on people's minds, so they don't realize that the only source of blood is a healthy volunteer blood donor. There's really no plan B. And the other thing that, I hear from people is, you know, people have a fear of needles. And I will tell you, that is such a small thing. And people who I've talked to who have gone to give blood, our staff is really wonderful about putting people at ease and understanding they may be a little out of their comfort zone. And they are just tremendous in talking with people, helping them to become at ease with the donation process. But I will tell you that is not a reason to keep you from rolling up a sleeve, because that one donation that you may make this Friday is going to help up to three people. Blood donation is an essential service. And I can tell you, Mike, we at the Red Cross recognize that safety is a priority for everyone, and that includes the Red Cross. And particularly now when we're battling COVID-19, we want to emphasize to all of your listeners that every blood drive and every donation center follows the highest standards of safety and infection control. We're regulated by the FDA, so those procedures were in place well before this. But with the advent of COVID-19, we followed the recommendations of the CDC. So a couple of things that your listeners can expect is that when you come to a blood drive, you're going to have your temperature checked, and that's both the donors and our staff. You're going to be checked before entering the blood drive to make sure that you are healthy. Face masks are going to be required. If you don't have one, we'll make sure that we'll make one available to you. And you know, you can't go any place these days without seeing hand sanitizer, and we have it available throughout the donation process. And Mike, one change that people may see is that we are strongly encouraging people to make appointments. And the reason that we strongly encourage it now is that it helps us to observe social distancing at our blood drives and at our donation centers. But and I will tell you, this blood drive in it every year, this is a very, very popular blood drive, and I would encourage people, go make your appointment now at redcrossblood.org, but also appointments are filling up fast. Don't forget, you know, this is a fun blood drive, but we need your help. If the appointments are gone, look to the rest of January and make another appointment. We need you to come out.
Yeah, January 8th, this Friday, from 11 a.m. to 5. It'll be in downtown Concord at the Holiday Inn, which is right on 172 North Main Street. Only one source of life-saving blood, and that is a healthy volunteer donor just like you. We hope that you'll book the appointment, as Mary said, at thepulseofnh.com, pulseofnh.com, or go to the Red Cross blood site. Plus, you also have the Red Cross donor app as well, correct? That's also out there.
Yes, and that's a great place. It helps you to track your blood donations. It reminds you when it's time to give. And Mike, can I break some news on your program?
Sure, absolutely.
Everyone coming out in January, including this blood drive coming up on Friday, everyone will automatically be entered for a chance to win a getaway to the 2022. That's the 2022 Super Bowl in L.A.
Mm, wow. I like that.
Absolutely. And you just come out, you'll automatically be entered to win. And let's keep our fingers crossed that 2022, you'll be able to be there on site cheering and eating all sorts of hot dogs and stuff like that.
Yeah, we miss the whole sense of community gathering, getting together.
We really do.
You know, sports without fans doesn't make any sense, but I get it. I understand it. I understand it. But we hope that people will come to the blood drive and start the new year off in great style, 2021. Stay healthy, stay well. Number one, New Year, New You blood drive coming up this Friday from 11 a.m. to 5 at the Concord Holiday Inn on North Main Street. Mary, always great to talk to you. Always a pleasure to talk to you as well. Thank you for being here and part of our program. We hope our listeners will get out there and kind of volunteer to be a donor this year and do something. And I like to say, pay it back, pay it forward. You know what I mean? Pay it forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks for helping us to get the message out.
Absolutely, Mary. You be well. We'll talk to you soon.